This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It sounds like Kennedy and Annie had quite the fun weekend. So we thought we'd bring this back. We haven't done it in a little while. We call it the Single Person Weekend Check-In.
Carson and Kennedy, Single Person's Weekend Check-In.
They lead that single life, and you know you want all the details. Who did they go out with? Was it a boy or a girl, or maybe a boy and girl? How'd it go? Did someone get ghosted? Did they wake up in their own bed? Was it even a bed? All the juicy details now on
Carson and Kennedy, Single Person's Weekend Check-In.
Annie thinks she's a horrible person to date. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want to hear Kennedy's story first about the text message that you got.
So I got a text from an ex. That's a bit all by itself. Over the weekend, and he's coming in town next week for a conference, and you know we were planning on hanging out for a day or whatever. And at the end of this text thread, he says, "I had a dream about you. I want to tell you about it." And I was like, "Okay." "I had a dream about you last night. You were wearing a cute skirt and a small top that showed off your midriff, and you had great abs. And I was giving you compliments."
So he's trying to set up next weekend, huh?
All right. Yeah, a little
with
bit.
What? My great abs? What the hell? The man has seen me naked. The man knows my insecurities. The man knows everything. Like, why in a million years would you say something like that?
Okay, may I ask one question first?
You may.
Which ex was it? Do we get the nickname?
Tommy Lee.
Okay.
Oh, Tommy Lee the drummer.
And so, I want to believe that he was trying to just be nice and just let
and
you
so
know.
And so do I, because he's kind of an idiot. But still.
He is like a big dumb animal.
Yeah, he really, you know, he really
so
is.
But I do you know, have a type, so.
He wasn't mean, though. But
like, I'm overthinking this, aren't I?
Yeah, you're way overthinking it. I think that he literally, if he had that dream, like, that's the dream that he had. And
but
he
then this
probably,
is the reality.
He was probably just trying to set it up for next weekend, like I said.
You don't got to set up anything with me. I'm pretty,
I mean? But maybe he was just like trying to solidify it. I don't know.
Wow.
It's like travel insurance.
So you're
going to
see him even though ended so badly?
Well, I've seen him already.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they,
You know this.
I didn't know you had seen him.
Yeah, I flew to see him.
I didn't know
Carson's
that.
Carson's shocked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, over the last long weekend we had. I went to Arizona.
I didn't know that.
He didn't know.
He was on vacation.
Oh. And he didn't hear it coming back?
No. I don't know. You flew to Arizona to see him?
Yeah. And
what?
His son? Yeah.
Remember she didn't tell us about it? Because she didn't want to say anything beforehand because she knew you would get all up in her grill about it. Like
kind of like what you're doing now.
Like what you're doing right now?
No.
Hey, don't remember that?
I don't want to be his girlfriend. I want to make this very clear. I don't want to be his girlfriend. I have no desire to have any kind of a future except to have a relationship with this person that we can hang out, we can do stuff, and then when it's over, we leave and say goodbye. It's
I'm
perfect.
Sweating right now finding this out. Holy smokes.
There's nothing to sweat about. I'm okay with it. But in any event.
Well, no, because he's texting you being a complete jerk to you, and it bothers you.
This
that's not being a jerk. That's not a jerk text.
That is a jerk text.
I didn't text back.
It is not a jerk text. That
listen
is a text.
To her reaction. You can tell
you
it's
feel-
a jerk
no,
text.
No, a jerk text is like, hey, fatty, what's going on? How are you? That's a jerk text. Saying, hey, I had a dream about you and you look beautiful in the dream. That's not a jerk
that's
text.
That's not what he said.
Would you?
That's exactly what he said.
All right, I just have questions.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to make these two things try and be equitable because they're not.
Yeah.
But let's say that you had a dream about, I don't want to even say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you say this to your wife if she was?
If I had a dream about, I told my wife, we were talking the other day, Sarah and I were talking the other day, and I said, babe, it's so funny because, you know, she's pregnant right now. She's
we're
pretty much been pregnant
insecure.
For two.
Yes.
Yeah. And I said to her, I go, because she made a comment and she's like, you know, I want to, you know, lose weight after the baby and everything like that. And I go, babe, it's so funny that you say this. When I look at her like the first time I met her, and I said that image is always stuck in my head.
All right, it's not fair. You don't count because you guys are just perfect and it's not fair.
Well, I think it's a jerk text, Kennedy. I'm on your side.
So
Annie,
anyway,
real quick, why are you
Annie's
on this?
Better.
So
Hold on.
Carson and Kennedy, single persons weekend check-in.
What you got, Ann?
I'm just the worst. I've come to decide about myself.
What did you do that makes you feel that way?
So I went
it's
to the
realizing
Reds.
Realizing it that is the first step.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a lot as a person, and I know that. I come in really hot all the time.
Same.
And so I went to the Red Sox game on Saturday. It was so much fun. It was day baseball. Sun was shining. I was thriving, getting a tan. I went and got my face painted because that's what you do when you're 24 years old. So it's me and the five-year-olds waiting in line. And I go back to my seat, and the person that I went with said something to me, and I just like put my hands on my face and like kind of rubbed my face up and down, and I was like, oh crap, I forgot I had a giant bee on the side of my face. So then I leave for 25 minutes, go get it fixed, go get a couple beers, you know, meet a couple friends along the way. So he's sitting by himself.
For a half an hour.
Yeah, you know.
It takes a while to get beer at Fenway, let's be honest.
And then we...
Don't bring it to your seat.
No, they won't.
Not where I sit. I'm sorry.
No, Carson, there are very few seats that they'll bring. They
we went out afterwards. We were having a great time, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I called him my ex-boyfriend's name.
Oh.
And I don't know if he heard me because he didn't say anything.
Oh, he heard you.
Yeah. See, Annie, this is why I call everybody.
He was
everybody
a wounded animal, so he didn't want to say anything, but he heard you.
Yeah, but that's not me. I can't do the pet names.
Yeah. It's just babe. It's just easier than name.
I just shouldn't do any names.
Now, was it just a random name, like you forgot his name, or was it like a name of significance?
Were you frustrated and it brought back to you the time that you were with this other person for 6 years of your life?
Yeah, I was just... I was like, you're not listening to me. And I said the other person's name.
So
and
you
then I was
called
like,
him your ex's name?
Yes.
Long term.
It was so bad.
Yes.
It was so bad.
And so I think there's only one thing to do here. Just agree that you're a bad person.
See, I don't want to say I'm a bad person.
I don't think you're a bad person.
That's literally what you started off with saying.
I said I'm the worst in terms of dating. Okay. Oh, okay.
You just refuse to be invested. But you call your shot beforehand.
I really
so
do.
Or call them by the right name.
Yeah, we're working on it, okay? Then the next morning, the Celtics played yesterday. I was like, so we're going to go to the Celtics or what?
Which name did you call him?
I didn't call him any name that time. Hey, buddy, we going to the Celtics?
Hey, pal.
Hey, champ.
Oh my God. Tiger.
Hey, guy.
Guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy, you got tickets?
You got some tickets there, kid.
So did you end up going to the game?
I didn't.
Yeah, imagine that.
Shock.
That kid is not going to leave her. You guys can say this all you want. You can go, oh, geez.
Thank you both for these
stories. The kid is not leaving.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.